include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It is 78 degrees on this 9th of February here on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We know you have a lot of places you could be getting your news, and we do appreciate you choosing KPR. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That happens at 3:30. At 3:36, it turns out that quarantining athletes during the Olympics is still a thing. The 2022 Olympics had a whole lot of quarantine because of COVID. But fear of getting sick has some competitors in these 2026 games isolating themselves. We will also learn more about the very last family-owned New York City dive bar in Times Square. They are now facing eviction. They are furthermore suing their landlord.
I have people who work here. I have family. I have customers that love this place. I want to make sure that my workers have a soft landing no matter what it is.
More on efforts to save the beloved bar that has been a fixture in Times Square for more than 50 years coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader's Next Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more taking place at the Lawrence Public Library Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Lows around 39 degrees tonight. Tomorrow sunny and a high of 54. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. It is 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 79 in Emporia. The time is 3:20.
Nike is developing an electronic sneaker that it says can help athletes run faster.
It's like an e-bike for your feet.
But what if they get hacked?
Being strapped into a mechanism that's possibly being controlled by some figure far off via computer networks, that's a bit of a weird one.
The potential of bionic sneakers on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 76 degrees in Topeka, 75 in Abilene. It's 3:30.
One local news station says it received a ransom note demanding $6 million by tonight. It's NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers are now considering a bill that would require schools to keep a supply of naloxone on hand at all times. That medicine can be used to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. It is typically taken through a nasal spray. Stacy Rogers lost her son to an overdose in 2022. She spoke in support of the bill at a recent hearing.
Like many families, we did not understand how dangerous fentanyl had become or how little margin of error there is. One exposure was all it took.
Districts would also have to educate high school students on preventing opioid abuse. The bill would establish a grant program to help districts buy naloxone. Many districts in Kansas already keep naloxone in their schools. The unified government may try to head off any potential ICE detention facility in Wyandotte County or Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Zeff has the details.
UG Commissioner Christian Ramirez says Wyandotte County is home to generations of immigrant families who are essential to the economy and civic life. Ramirez, who represents South KCK, says the county should not be used, in his words, for detention expansion. His ordinance is scheduled to be considered by the UG Planning Commission tonight and would place a 2-year moratorium on any special use permits for detention centers. Right now, Kansas City is fighting an ICE facility in a warehouse near the old Richard Gebauers Air Force Base, and Leavenworth is battling the reopening of a core civic facility. I'm Sam Zeff.
Every spring, pastures in the Flint Hills are set ablaze. The controlled burns, primarily in March and April, help clear away underbrush. They suppress invasive species and promote the growth of new grass for grazing. Sometimes, however, those controlled burns can get out of control, and that presents a real problem for states like Kansas, which rely heavily on volunteer firefighters. Bill Wan, the fire management officer with the Kansas Forest Service, says the state has lost about 30% of its volunteer force in the past 25 years.
We're losing firefighters daily right now, and we have many departments out there that have less than 10 firefighters on there. So one call and you've depleted the fire capacity. So volunteer fire departments are just really struggling with numbers and people.
Juan says Kansas consistently ranks in the top 5 states in the nation for wildfires. This week is Wildfire Awareness Week in Kansas. You can learn more online at kansasforests.org. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low of 39 degrees. For tomorrow, much cooler. Sunshine, highs around 54 degrees. For tomorrow night, low around 30. Highs back into the lower 50s. For Wednesday, we do have a chance of rain on Thursday. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
It's All Things Considered from
NPR. But I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we start things off with an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then a British politician has been forced to resign from the House of Lords following allegations of insider trading that involved Jeffrey Epstein.
This is considered to be in breach of several laws and one of the biggest political scandals in many years to have hit Britain.
The latest on the impact of the Epstein files in the UK as opposed to the US, coming right up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Low around 39 degrees tonight in Lawrence, high around 54 tomorrow, lows near 30 tomorrow night.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things
Day by Day, Story by Story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You will be able to hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on both your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Atchison. The time is 4 o'clock.
After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks.
More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. It is 77 in Emporia. It's 406.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Immediately following those headlines, we're going to give you the latest, what we know and what we still don't know about Nancy Guthrie, who is a woman who has gone missing in Arizona. Her daughter is a famous reporter and television personality for NBC. And then we're going to hear from our good friend Becky Sullivan, who is in Milan and Cortina, because she's such a hard worker and super lucky. No, she's great. Listen to that. KU students, just work real hard. And who knows, you might get hired by NPR and get to go to Milan and cover the Olympics. And she's going to tell us all about this year's U.S. biathlon team, the truly mysterious sport where it's like, okay, we're going to have you ski 5 miles now. Here's a gun. So anyway, skiing and shooting requires a lot of endurance, a lot of very steady hands. And Becky Sullivan is going to tell us why the U.S. might actually medal this time around. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
A low around 40 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, slightly more seasonable with a high around 54. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Highs in the 50s once again on Wednesday with a low Wednesday night around 34. It's 4:20.
Controlled by some figure far off via computer networks. That's a bit of a weird one.
The potential of bionic sneakers tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m., not just a bionic sneaker story. Oh, no, we will have the latest national, international, and regional news for you. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting events with authors Rick Tulsky, Keenan Orhan, and Martin McTeasley in store this February. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 77 degrees in Topeka, 78 in Manhattan. It's 4:30.
No regrets. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The number of Kansans enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace didn't drop as much as experts thought it would following the expiration of federal tax credits. Linda Shepherd is with the Kansas Health Institute, a nonpartisan research organization. She says recent data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid shows Kansas enrollment went down about 3.5%. But Shepherd says that decline could grow, as some people may not have realized their plan cost would increase when they re-enrolled.
We also think that maybe there are some folks who might have gone ahead and enrolled in coverage, knew that there was a possibility that the premiums would go up, but maybe were encouraged or expected that the tax credits actually might be renewed.
In Missouri, enrollment decreased by more than 10%. Shepherd said CMS should be updating the enrollment data once again in March. The unified government may try to head off any potential ICE detention facility in Wyandotte County or Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Zeff has the details.
UG Commissioner Christian Ramirez says Wyandotte County is home to generations of immigrant families who are essential to the economy and civic life. Ramirez, who represents South KCK, says the county should not be used, in his words, for detention expansion. His ordinance is scheduled to be considered by the UG Planning Commission tonight and would place a 2-year moratorium on any special use permits for detention centers. Right now, Kansas City is fighting an ICE facility in a warehouse near the old Richard Gebauers Air Force Base, and Leavenworth is battling the reopening of a core civic facility. I'm Sam Zeff.
A proposed ruling from the Environmental Protection Agency would limit which waterways and wetlands are protected under the Clean Water Act. The proposed change has drawn concern from environmental advocates who say it rejects watershed science and leaves the vast majority of wetlands vulnerable to development. But farm advocacy groups like the American Farm Bureau Federation say the new definition would give farmers more clarity about whether parts of their fields classify as protected wetlands. Courtney Briggs is a senior director of governmental affairs at the Farm Bureau. She says the revision could lift some pressure off of farmers.
We at the Farm Bureau have been advocating for a bright line of jurisdiction so that landowners clearly know what can be regulated by the federal government, what is going to be regulated by state government.
Briggs expects more guidance to come about how farmers can implement the outlined changes. Clear skies tonight with low around 40 degrees, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-50s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day.
What did you learn by reading the report?
Story by story.
Does this mean something bigger when it comes to 2026?
Morning Edition from NPR News breaks it all down for you every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, did you happen to watch the Super Bowl? Did you happen to watch the halftime show? We're going to talk about Bad Bunny. Did you happen to watch the TPUSA alternative show? We're going to talk about that, too. It's all coming up in the next 30 minutes here on KPR. Plus, in just about, let's call it 25 minutes, we're going to learn about a movement to protest ICE by rattling the financial markets. It's all coming up. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader's Next Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more taking place at the Lawrence Public Library, Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Low around 40 degrees tonight, a high in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, it is 10 minutes before 5 o'clock, and this is KPR.
.org/100. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Sometimes the best New Year's resolution is to keep a healthy habit going strong. So keep joining us weekday mornings for Morning Edition from NPR News.
And you can hear Morning Edition from NPR News on KPR stations 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence and the time is 5 o'clock.
at WTGrantsFDN.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Au Marché, the European market located in downtown Lawrence, featuring Valentine's Day treats from both Europe and the region, including chocolates from Wichita's Coco Dolce and Kansas City's Christopher Elbow.
It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Emporia. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in just about 12 minutes. Coming up at 15 minutes before the hour at 5:45, we will tell you all about king cake and what it takes to make one. You can even sign up for class to learn how to do it. We will also visit the American University of Beirut. If you like cats, this might be the place for you. Up to 1,600 rescued cats just kind of roam around the campus. Find out more coming up on All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight. Lows around 40 degrees. Might have been the 30s. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-50s, lows around 30 again tomorrow night. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 50s, we do finally get a pretty good chance of rain on Thursday. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Emporia, 76 in Chanute. It is 5:20.
Like an e-bike for your feet.
But what if they get hacked?
Being strapped into a mechanism that's possibly being controlled by some figure far off via computer networks, that's a bit of a weird one.
The potential of bionic sneakers on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight, from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
About 10 hours of speed training, then got booster sessions many months later. Speed training is designed to help people acquire automatic skills, like riding a bike. John Hamilton, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would require schools to keep a supply of naloxone on hand at all times. The medicine can be used to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. It's typically taken through a nasal spray. Stacy Rogers lost her son to an overdose in 2022. She spoke in support of the bill at a recent hearing.
Like many families, we did not understand how dangerous fentanyl had become or how little margin of error there is. One exposure was all it took.
Districts would also have to educate high school students about preventing opioid abuse. The bill would establish a grant program to help districts buy the naloxone. Many districts in Kansas already keep naloxone in their schools. The number of Kansans enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace did not drop as much as experts thought it would following the expiration of federal tax credits. Linda Shepherd is with the Kansas Health Institute, a nonpartisan research organization. She says recent data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid shows Kansas enrollment went down about 3.5%. But Shepherd said that decline could grow, as some people may not have realized that their plan cost would increase after they re-enrolled.
We also think that maybe there are some folks who might have gone ahead and enrolled in coverage, knew that there was a possibility that the premiums would go up, but maybe were encouraged or expected that the tax credits actually might be renewed.
In Missouri, enrollment decreased by more than 10%. Shepherd says CMS should be updating that enrollment data again in March. The United Government of Kansas City, Kansas, and Wyandotte County may try to head off any potential ICE detention facility in Wyandotte County or KCK. Sam Zeff has the details.
UG Commissioner Christian Ramirez says Wyandotte County is home to generations of immigrant families who are essential to the economy and civic life. Ramirez, who represents South KCK, says the county should not be used, in his words, for detention expansion. His ordinance is scheduled to be considered by the UG Planning Commission tonight and would place a 2-year moratorium on any special use permits for detention centers. Right now, Kansas City is fighting an ICE facility in a warehouse near the old Richard Gebauers Air Force Base, and Leavenworth is battling the reopening of a core civic facility. I'm Sam Zeff.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight, low around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-50s. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Highs in the lower 50s for Wednesday. Decent chance of rain on Thursday night, and Friday. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more. And you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also broadcasting at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then a British politician has been forced to resign from the House of Lords following allegations of insider trading involving Jeffrey Epstein.
This is considered to be in breach of several laws and one of the biggest political scandals in many years to have hit Britain.
We'll talk about the impact of the Epstein files in the UK and why it seems so much harsher than in the USA, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Clear skies tonight, low around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-50s. Low around 30 tomorrow night. Back into the 50s for Wednesday. Cooling off a bit more on Thursday with a decent chance of rain. It is 73 degrees in Lawrence. It is 74 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 6.
/NPR. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. And from Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
2026 is already off to an eventful start. And while we can't predict what will happen, we will be here with the next chapter of the story on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. You'll hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.